So we started discussing last week some differences between mitzvahs ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chavero. And we pointed out that, let's say Kibud Av V'Aim, for example, that the Minchas Chinuch points out is an example of a mitzvah which is both as aspects of mitzvah of ben adam l'makom. As the Gemara says in Kedushin, we have three creators, God, Mommy, and Daddy. And we have, and also we know parents are people too. So therefore we know there's an aspect of Ben Lamakam, as well as Ben Lachaveo, as the Ramban points out. That's why we have the two tablets that represent the Aseres HaDibros, the first category of Mitzvah Ben Lamakam. And the second category is Mitzvah Ben Lachaveo. Kibra Ve'im seems to be out of place. It's on the wrong side. The answer is no. It's a commandment having to do with our creators. So therefore, it's a good transition. So, and we'll come back to Kibud Av V'Aim, but we know we are Zari in both Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom and Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chavero. So, my naskamina, whether I do a Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom or a Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero. So we discussed last week, we'll do some review and also throw in some new things as well as we go on. So we started off last time discussing the first difference was bracha. That the Rambam, we know that there are different categories of brachas in Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom. We have birchas ha-sheva, brachas of praise, birchas ha-mitzvah, and birchas ha-nen, and brachas you make before you eat. And we discussed some mitzvahs are unclear exactly which category. We're not clear. Some achokas we've shown him, like we mentioned Kedushin. The Rambam holds it to birchas ha-mitzvah. The Rush holds it to Birka Shevach L'Hodah. And therefore, differences in terms of you make the bracha before, you make the brachas after, etc. And it's Birka Tanen, and brachas you make before you eat. So the Rambam points out, why not, what about mitzvahs Baram L'Chaveiro? So the Rambam writes, there are no mitzvahs, Chazal would have a mistake and mitzvahs Baram L'Chaveiro. And we know there's the famous Rashba, we pointed out, brachas. Never said, what did I say? Mm-hmm. He never said any brachas on Mitzvahs Adam L'Chaveiro. So we pointed out the Tshuva Tarashba that why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Because he has the famous answer, because we're afraid the Ani might say no. He might not accept it, and either categorically any mitzvah that's totally on your, by you is not, you can't make a bracha on, or a chashash bracha levatola. So we pointed out that was the machlokes we had by Shalach Manas, that why don't we make a bracha on Shalach Manas? We said we had two schools of thought of why there is Shalach Manas, either for Shalom or for Suda. So we pointed out that the machlokes Tumas Hadesh and the Manas Halevi. So the difference, so my naskamina, what's the difference? The difference is if someone's mocho. Someone says, I only give one Shalach Manas to someone and he doesn't take it. So I still get the mitzvah. So if the issue is shalom, I made shalom, I offered it to him, that should be enough. If it's a din and suda, you can't eat a thank you, so it would be no good. So we pointed out, so according to, and the Ramah paskins that it is good, that even if someone's mochel and he never accepted, I still get my mitzvah. So we pointed out, why no brach on shalach manas? So according to the din and suda, who says you have to accept it, so we don't have an answer. Because it's the same thing as any tzedakah, you don't know if the person's going to take it. And therefore, chashash bracha levatola. However, we pass like the Ramah, it's not totally anyone's accepting, so why no bracha? So, the Sri and others point out that that's the pshat, like the Rambam. Since it's a mitzvah v'adam l'chaveiro, we don't make brachas on mitzvahs v'adam l'chaveiro. So the first distinction is, on mitzvahs v'adam l'makom, and we have to ask the question, there aren't many mitzvahs by Adam HaMakom. You don't make a bracha on, but then you have the right to ask the question, why not? But Adam HaKavero, so the Rambam saying is, they never got off the ground, they never instituted brachas on mitzvahs by Adam HaKavero. We just pointed out, and the reason is because, let's say, someone knocks on your door and says, I need tzedakah. You say, okay, one second, you start making a bracha, Baruch, Atah, and the time you finish the bracha, the guy drops dead or whatever. So obviously when you're involved in help, when you're, if you save yourself. Right, so therefore, when you're focusing on mitzvahs, but I'm a chaveiro, now is not the time to make the brachas. That's one thing. Another difference we said is, on mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, they would demand us to spend our own money. We have to buy a pair of tefillin, of course, if we have it. Then we can't say, well, I'm not going to do lulav this year, I'm not buying it. If you have the money, you have a chiyav, or at least you don't have to buy it, but at least if someone gives you it, if necessary, you're required to buy a pair of tefillin, to buy a lulav of an esrog, etc. Because kabbalah Hashem ahon chalever by mitzvah that am a chavero, so yichai, obviously tzedakah is an exception to rule, because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah tzedakah is to give you money. But putting tzedakah aside, as a general rule, mitzvah that am a chavero, you're only chayav to provide the service. That if someone needs something, I might be chayav and nicham aveilam, bikra cholam, whatever mitzvah we're talking about, I have to do it, but if it costs money to get there or to whatever I have to do, I won't be obligated to lay out the money. So another difference is, the first one is bracha, the second one is what is spending your own funds. The third one is, we discussed, is what about tshuva. If you tshuva mechila, let's say you went and insulted someone. So, yeah, we know mitzvah b'adam l'makom is a private affair. You do that, as the Rambam tells us, hacharat hacheit. We have charata, or kavavah l'asin, vidui that you need. But it's between you and God. However, mitzvah b'adam l'chavero, as the Mishnah says in Yumar Nach Tehei, you have to actually go to your friend and ask him for mechila. So perhaps maybe certain times if you embarrass someone publicly, maybe we didn't see how public. But minimally, you have to at least go over to your friend and ask them for mechila. We pointed out, it's not just enough that the friend's mochel you. We said, why is it that the halacha is that even if you know he says to you, b'ono sh'olam at night, and you know he forgave you, yet you still have to go. Or we pointed out as a machlokes achronim, whether a third party can ask mechila to you. The Mishnah Berurah makes a compromise and says, if he prefers a third party, yes, at times better to you. You said, what's the problem with the third party? If the point is he forgives you, that's it. And why does the Rambam say you can't ask more than three times? Why can't I ask 100 times? Why is there a number on it? So we pointed out, the Rav Hutner and the Pachad Yitzchak pointed out, it's a din, and we have to reyecha kamocha, that not only is your din, that you have to love your neighbor like yourself, but you have to be an ahav. You have to be someone who's beloved among the brios. And therefore, by you, if you did something to a person, and he has a din, I don't mean some crazy person who has tainus for no reason, that you can't do anything about, but someone who has a good tain on you, so to take away the het of taruv, to take away the het of the permission to have a complaint on you, then you can't be lovable, therefore it's a din you have to go and ask. Therefore, whether the person forgave you, up until three times you did your job, and therefore it's best that you do it yourself, so nevertheless, that's the halacha, is you have to go. As you write this chaveru, it's not enough that you're forgiven, but you have to actually go. Like the Gemara says in Yuma with Rav, when he went, the butcher insulted him during the year, and he went specifically Erev Yom Kippur to go to the butcher shop for the guy to ask him for mechila. He didn't, but why can Rav just forgive him where he was? Of course Rav forgave him, but that's not enough. It's not enough that the person forgive you. Part of the din is you have to take away the hetzer tarumas, else it's a chisar of ehaf to reach al kamocha. And then we pointed out a fourth difference is whether the mitzvah is nitan la mechila. In other words, we know the general rule, you have to be a balabato to something to be mochel on it. And if it's not yours, you know, how could, you know, be mochel on that? So we said, a mitzvah is on la makom, we don't have the power to say, you know, let's forget Shabbos this week, or let's forget kosher today. I mean, people might do it, but we don't have the power to be mochel it. So that's out of our hands. However, something like Ben Adam HaChavero, so let's say you owe someone something, or there's a mitzvah, then we can discuss the possibility of a Zitan Lulachi, like I discussed, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, in Nigmar Hadin, the issue of Hesed or Kfura, on whether it's Kavod Achai or Kavod Ameis. In other words, the Gemara discusses it, whether a person has the right to say, I don't want to have a eulogy, or I don't want to have a burial. So the Gemara goes through back and forth the discussion on whether this issue whether if it's kavod achai, so then Maruti has no say in the matter. If it's kavod ameis, so then you know then he does have a say. Then whether we listen to him or not, then we can take it further. So that's so l'maskara, however you want to argue the lundis, l'maisav halacha is by a eulogy has a right to say not to eulogize me. We say if he's a talmud chacham, we don't listen to him anyway. And in terms of kfura, we don't listen. Kfura, so assuming the lundis is right, then kfura is also an aspect of kavod achai, because we assume a person doesn't have a right to ask, you know, not to be buried. And, you know, also he'll be mad to the mitzvah kfura. So that's what we discussed last week. Another thing that came to mind was the Gemara, was the question of, let's say someone, there's a story in Navi, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates about the story with Micha and Chavero, that Micha or Navi said to some friend, he said, hit me, you know, walk over here, punch me in the face or something like that. Of course, they're a little reluctant to punch a Navi, and so Micha said, because you didn't listen to a Navi, but you didn't listen to me, you're going to go out and a lion's going to eat you up and you're going to die. And that's what happened. So there's a discussion in the Gemara about the Gemara that talks about listening to a Navi. So the Gemara that's talking about Elio by Har Carmel, because Elio told them to do Shchut Teichus. Usually you can't bring a carbon, it has to be in the Beit HaMikdash. You can't bring a Bama when the Beit HaMikdash was up. So the Gemara says, how do we know that you had to listen to Elio? Because it's Chazik. He had a chazaka being a good Navi, and therefore, they should have you have to listen to him. So the guy by Micha, he did not listen to him and he was killed. So the question is, Yesh Lachkor, the Achronim discussed the following chakir, what's pshat here? That the Micha, that this person, the person was killed. Is it pshat that, really, it's an itza daraisa to go ahead. The question is like this: is do I have a right to be mocho? Do I have a right to say, come over and punch me in the face now, or come over and scratch me? Do I have a right to be mocho and say, I don't care, hit me now? So is it pshat that what was Micha saying? Really, it's an itza daraisa to hit me, even with permission. But I'm telling you, this is Ratzon Hashem. I'm a Navi, and this is what God told me, and this is what you have to do. Is that the Pshat? And because you don't listen to... Or it's nothing to do with Micha. Really, anyone can be Mocho. That anyone can say, hit me, and... So that's a discussion. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat, he discusses the Shaila, and he says... he discusses the incident with Micha, but he says in Choshen Mishpat, it's mutter to give permission for someone else to hit you. And he learned from the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin. The Gemara gave an example of Eliyahu on Har Carmel. It didn't give an example of the person hitting Micha, or not hitting Micha, Micha telling the person to hit him. So it must be that it's not us. I mean, with permission is permitted. So Rav Moshe and Choshen Mishpat claims it's permitted to give permission for someone to hit you, and he quotes the Rambam at the end. The Rambam writes, the only time Chavol is usher, we'll get to this, it's very, especially medical issues. Yeah. So in terms of Chavol, only Derech Bizayon and Derech Nitzachon, I think it's the Russian Rambam, it's only us, Chavol, if you're doing it in a disgraceful manner or fighting way, but if it's not, so then so Rav Moshe writes in Choshen Mishpat, it's mutter to give permission for someone to hit. The question is, are you allowed to be a boxer or not? That's what we're really getting at here. And because obviously the assumption is when you're boxing that you're giving someone permission to hit you. That's what you're doing in the ring. And of course, a general issue of sakana, but that's a general issue. For recreation is one issue. For parnasa would be a lesser of a shayla. I'm not saying it's not a shayla, but because the famous tshuva, the Nod of Yehuda, about hunting, he was asked whether a Jewish guy could be a hunter, So, you're right. First he says, you know, it's not something for a Yiddish, you know, that's not the way we bring up Yiddish to be hunters. However, if you tell me for recreation, then no way. Because the danger anyway of getting killed itself. Forget about, because when they shoot animals, you know, they shoot people also. So he said, so besides that, he said, but if it's makam parnasa, then I can't say it's usher. In other words, you're allowed to take a higher level risk. Whatever that risk is, but you're allowed to, for a parnasa, whatever the normal of dasha be'rabam is, it's a higher level you're allowed to take for a parnasa. And I think Ramosha has some truth. I think it's unclear, but I think... Yeah, I think he talked about playing football also. I think it's a straight, I think some, I don't know if it's NFL, CFL, but he had some tshuva, can I play football? But you know, again, you know, so again, so maybe it's, that's the same thing.
I think it was, I can't remember, the Mordechai or the Rosh had that tshuva about two guys who were jousting at a wedding. And when the guy who got injured was claiming that the other one, but it was in the whole thing, he never says it's usher to be jousting at a wedding. He at the end, the tshuva was...
You stop at the fire? What do you mean?
With jousting?
Yeah.
With
a sword? Is that? You're hitting
it.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's right. So.
We had talked about the guys who were helping.
Oh, but we'll get to that. That could be Sarah Mitzvah, but we'll get to that. I mean, that could be. So
the answer of the Tshuva was, though, that the guy who got injured has no right to claim. Because once
right,
you have a like that, you're local on your.
That's, you know, that's like the Gemara and Baba Kama, like an Erev Shabbos. You know, like the Lord talks about, like someone running. So normally, if you're running, you run into someone, you're liable. But if there are Shabbos, not everyone knows everyone's always rushing, no matter when Shabbos is, whether it's 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock, we're always in a rush. And then, so that's an issue even with halacha. But right, but they discuss doing damages at a wedding, the Shiloh, right? You know, well, if you're involved in a mitzvah, or not. So who, if you're liable for your mazir. So you know, I think so. Ramosha also has the same thing. So basically, that's why. So if you're boxing for money for parnasa, so it's understood that so parnasa you can even take a greater danger. I guess it's understood that one can hit each other. I don't know if it's understood that you're allowed to bite someone's ear off. That's not so clear. But so that might be going past the bounds here. But this boxing, let's stick to. So can you be a boxer or not? So. According to Rav Moshe, the kosher mishnah seems to say yes. As long as you give permission to be hit, it's fine. The problem is Rav Moshe and Orach Chaim has another tshuva that says just the opposite. Rav Moshe and Orach Chaim writes that no, it's usher to give permission. It's usher even with permission. And he quotes like a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Also, it's how you learn the story with Micha. So we pass the mic Rav Moshe. That's all I'm going to tell you. Whether it's the promotion, chosh and mishpat, or the promotion or chayim, we'll have to see. So, in fact, there's a sefer by Rav Shlomo Zevin. It's called Or LaHalacha. He has general halacha ksorim, but this is a more lighter topic than a lighter, but different. It's a different sefer, and he has different interesting topics. So, one of his topics in Or LaHalacha, I think it's called Mishpat Shylock. In other words, he's referring to you to the Merchant of Venice, the book you all read during high school, sometimes Shakespeare. So he talks about the story over there that the only Jew in the book is, of course, Shylock, the money lender. And there's a separate Sam Eisenstadt. He's a guy. He's a professor of McMaster, which I guess that's his thesis. I think it's, so. He gave I didn't go to it, but he gave a whole class on whether Shakespeare was an anti-Semite or not. But either way, so the only Jew in the book was about Shylock used the money. So the deal was, I think Antonio was the other guy, the hero. So he has the whole discussion, I'll pay you back, but if I can't pay you back, I'll pay you a pound of flesh. So the book goes on, so they go down to the judges in Venice, and if you want to know what happened, you can read the book. But what he wants to discuss is, what happens if they went to Basin, what would have happened? You can read Shakespeare and see what happened in Venice, but what would happen if they went to a Jewish court of law? What would that... So again, so off the bat, there's nothing to talk about. If the guy didn't want to give a pound of flesh, you can't take it. That's nothing to talk... End the discussion right there. You can't take a pound of flesh instead of the money. The question is now, the guy says, I'm an honorable guy, whatever I want. I said I'm going to do it. I'm mocha, take the pound of flesh. Does a person have a right to do that or not? So Rav Zevin, who I think he was a Shtickel Lubavitch, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says it's usher. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's usher for one, even with permission, it is prohibited to give permission to hit someone else. And then he quotes the Minchas Chinuch.
Well, to hit.
Yeah. You're right. Whether chabur was born, we get into the details. Whatever a chabur is, but Minchas Chinuch, he quotes, says Heter Gomer. The Minchas Chinuch says that Al Pisvara. He says he quotes different Gemaras, but Al Pisvara, he says that what if you give permission, then you have a right that someone can hit you. So he quotes him a Machlokish.
That's for the father.
Yeah,
for the father giving the
permission to his father. We're going to get to that in a second. This is before, without that, we'll get to the father in 10 in a second.
I think it's not possible to cut out a family of pleasure without doing Kabbalah.
Right, whatever you mean.
So simple. I can argue that Kabbalah's definition.
The definition of Kabbalah is?
The definition of Kabbalah is when blood is below the skin.
That's what I meant.
So right, it doesn't really have to come out.
Well, that's the whole
message. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not giving a share on what the depth, but that's a discussion. What exactly defines a chavah or not. But whatever it is, I'm saying,
assuming that this cannot be done.
Right. I'm saying that's what we're going to get to. We'll see when it gets a couple of medical questions, that'll be part of the cheshbon. That we'll see that if it's unlikely to happen, then we'll see there'll be more time to be mako. But, so he quotes the Shulchan, Machlokes Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the verses of Minchas Chinuch, and I think the Shita Bekubetes on the Sefer, I think on the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes an earlier Machol, the 16th century, between the Tshuva Tarivash and the Maral Bach or something. He quotes, this issue isn't just the Machol of Achronim, he quotes earlier people who discussed this issue. And we see, it's 2 days in Rav Moshe, which way we paskin. So Rav Moshe has another tshuva. We talked about it, and many other posts come on medical issues, on elective surgery, whether it's cosmetic surgery. This is all part of it. That's what basically he's saying. He's telling the doctor, whoever, you're giving me permission to go ahead and make a kavod. So that's according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's nothing to talk about. But even according to those who, let's say, in general, would say it's aser. However, they say if it's kutsara, like the Rambam, they quote the Rambam. The Rambam writes derech mazik, derech misafan. If you consider, I guess it might depend how old you are also, how much of a tzarech it is. But in terms of if it's derech, it's kutsara, then again, then you have another. So Minchas Chinuch, nothing to talk about. I don't need any tzarech. It's a written mutter. But even according to those poskim who, let's say, would go with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but for medical, they say that what the Manetta Rav Moshe writes, he's suddenly even without quoting the Rambam, he's decided to go with Kula. The big Shiloh comes up as late.
Which is the Rav Moshe in Orachayim?
Right.
What's the Shiloh that he's discussing there?
I don't remember. I forget.
He said no. You cannot give.
You can't even with permission.
With permission, you cannot.
Right. I can give you the exact, I don't have it in front of me, yeah. So the real Shiloh comes up, as Leza pointed out, is there's another Isser of Maka Ovid, the Emo. This is in addition to the Isser of hitting anyone, there's a special Isser of hitting a parent. So the question is, the Shiloh of whether a son could do surgery or procedure on the father. So the Gemara already, depending how you learn this Gemara, some say that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, some say it's not, we'll have to see. But the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, Pei Dalet, around there, it talks about bloodletting, I think the Gemara is talking about. Maki is dumb, so the Gemara says something like, it's V'yahafta L'reicha Kamocha, I don't know about Rav Hutna, but V'yahafta L'reicha Kamocha, they quote, and they say, if you would, something you would do for yourself, so then you can do it to someone else, implying that it's okay. As long as you would do whatever you want to do to someone else, if that's something you would do on yourself, so the Gemara seems to say it's okay. But then right afterwards, the next Gemara says Rav wouldn't let his son take out a splinter. So we'll see, there's different ways of, they don't necessarily have to be a contradiction. But some learn that it is, and that's not my focus in the Gemara. But that's a discussion. What about a son on a parent? So it's, let's say, so in Shulchan Aruch they write, a son should not remove a splinter from a parent. And I even loved out the splinter, but they shouldn't do it. So all things being equal, because of it, the Shiloh is a deraisa and more, so therefore it's best that a son not do splinter or anything else. However, the Shiloh always comes up, what happens if there's a leka acher? And what is Leka Acher mean? We'll get to it in a second also. But let's say Leka Acher. So Leka Acher, that's a machlokes machab ramah. Let's say there's no one else but the, of course, if it's pikuach nefesh sakana, so of course your father does, your son does it. But it's not a danger. Elective surgery, something you don't need per se. So the machaber writes no, that you don't find too many plastic surgeries on Sfardim, I'm kidding. And the Ashkenaz Rama say yes. But the Ben Ish Chai writes that you could follow the Rama. Anyway, so even among the Sfardim, so again, so the straight side of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's us, what a son should not do any type of procedure on a father. However, Leka Acher, Machab Rama, and even the Svardim seem to go with the Psach of the Rama, you know, that would make them. So, obviously, and others bring that with Shlomo Zalman Orabach, but they say, with medical reasons, with the Sira of the Minchas Chinuch anyway, so, you know, more, so when you come to, medical issues and no one else, then most, let's say, Rova Poskim, you know, are Mako, they'd say it's okay. The Shaila is, what's considered Leka Acher? So let's say you're a dentist, and your father comes, you know, whatever, I have a cavity, whatever, you know, as I said, it will make differences in terms of the specific procedure. If the procedure automatically is going to bring out blood, some dude, that will make a difference. I'm just talking in general, but the specific procedure, you'll get more people to do Mako or Machmir. But let's just go, you know, whatever he's doing, but you go, your son's a dentist, I want to go to my son for the dentist, so. He says, I'm sorry, I can't. The Shulchan Aruch says I can't do any surgery on you. He's go to my competition, he has to say. So, but he said, no, the competition's going to charge. So really, the deal, we should have each father go to the other person, but they don't suggest that. But he's going to say, but the competition, are you kidding me? If I go, you can ruin your business. No, he's going to charge me. I don't want to pay. I'm going to you. So is that considered Leka Acher when you can go free somewhere and you have to pay the other one? So Rav Tukashinsky, and he, you know, he has got his farm in Eretz Yisrael, he writes a kula that he considers it is the Leka Acher, because he says, you know, it goes through the whole discussion of that, you know, Mishal Av and Mishal Ben, that we know the Gemara tells us that even though you have to do Kibra Ve'aim, but it comes out of your father's pocket, not yours. So therefore, in other words, you don't have to lose money to send them to the competition. That's what he says. However, he himself wasn't so sure about it, and he, I don't know if he wrote or someone else wrote, this is the pre-48 days of the State of Israel. They asked three gedolim. You want to guess which three gedolim were asked to Shaila? Pre-48.
Seven?
No. It was Rabbi Pesach Frank, Rav Chaim Herzog, and it was, believe it or not, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba. He was pretty young at that point, but even then they realized he was. So they somehow, I don't know if he asked them, but somehow the Shaila got sent to them, and all three of them didn't like his Hetzer. All three disagree. Why? Because they didn't like the Svara. Because what is he saying to Leka Acher? He's saying you have no chiyah to spend money. But that's not true. He says, that's the story of Rav Chaim I told you last week, or maybe I didn't tell you, but the guy who wanted to go home, he didn't want to go home. He knew something's wrong with the guy. He wanted to stay home for Chofesh. He wanted to stay in Yeshiva, I mean, because he knew something's wrong right away. He didn't want to, he said, no, my parents want him, but he didn't send me a ticket, so let's find a Hector. You know, he says, you're right, but start walking. And what did he mean? In order to be saying like this. The fact is, the way they learn is, why are you not spending money? You're right, Echinami, you don't have to spend money. But why are you, in the case of, let's say, the surgery, you're not spending, not because of not spending, the reason why you're not doing it is as chashash, it might all be over the issue of the right of chaval or maka aviv. Or similarly, let's say your parents live some couple miles away and he needs milk. So I'm chayef to get him the milk. I don't have to pay for the milk. So why am I driving? Am I driving because I don't want to walk? So then I have to, that's the argument, whether is it out keeping, so the Tukashinsky took a svara that maybe you could argue it's the Leka Acher. Yeah, these three anyway didn't like it. They thought that's not the reason why. You're doing it for yourself. That's keeping it aim. I don't want to buy the Yisrael Deraisa, so I'm not gonna do it, or I don't want to walk, so I'm gonna pay someone else. So therefore they didn't think So that's a discussion exactly what is the Lecha Acher, but when there's no one else, so again, so general Machlokas, Minchas Chinuch, Shulchan Aruch Rava, Machlokas, Ramoshin, Ramosha, and on whether, and the and others, on whether in general one could be a boxer, or one you could give permission to hit you. So, and then we point out, once you get into the medical issues with Sarah, so then already many poskim a much more medical, they take in the seer for the minchas chinuch, and then with your parents, that's a further shot. But that's one of the differences we pointed out. Mechilot, on a mitzvah, that touches on kibud av v'aim also, but on a mitzvah, el makom, there's nothing to talk about. You can't be mochel, as we said. However, but on the issue of el machaveros, already we see there's what to discuss on whether one could be mochel, in this case, someone who's that the whole.
So that would be the nafkamina between a parent and a friend.
You know,
by a friend, there's only the union of chabot between the friend, but by the parent, there's actually an issue there,
right? That's why it's much better to get someone else. And that's why, also, let's say, kibra is the child of waking up your parents. So, like the child is, well, of course, if they want to sleep, there's nothing to talk about. Not that you won't get woken up, but that they can't wake you. But the question, what if they know you want to get up? Let's say you want to get up for minyan or you want to go somewhere. So then the shaila is, can they wake you up? So the post can discuss it, but they always say the best thing is to try to get someone else who's not one of the kids to wake them up. But then again, then push comes to shove. If you know that's the tzarach, maybe that is, as we said to Yerushalmi last week, that is the kibbutz. With Soto Shaladim, he kavudos, so bottom line, you can, but same thing here. When dealing with these certain deraisa, it's always better to avoid the issue. But if you can't, but then make her a din. So then you have different poskim to rely on. So we said you can be mochel on that. And then we pointed out, the question is, some the Shulchan Aruch Harav's arguments and others is, why can't you give permission? If we said it, you're the Baal HaBas, so why can't you give permission? So that's the question. Are we the Baal HaBas? Gufil Shalada Meinom Kinyano. In other words, the question is, whose body is it? Which has many ramifications and medical ethics, death issues, or whatever, life and death issues. But that's I'm just throwing it out now. It's a separate share in its own right, end of life issues. But whose body is it? So that's the question, is, can I be mochel? So that could be part of the issue. Obviously, everyone agrees, it's more my body than your body. But is it my body or God's, and how much is mine, that has to be discussed. In fact, it's interesting, I think it was a hypothetical question by the Sefer HaChassidim. Very interesting question he asked. He said, let's say you have something very uncommon, you have siblings fighting with each other, two brothers fighting with each other, sisters, who knows. So the father says, you know what? Instead of hitting your brother, hit me. So what's the halakha? Could the son hit the father instead of hitting the brother? So what's the class? He says like this, because what's the pshat? He's saying, because really, for the father's sake, he says he's much more tsar if he gets watching his children fighting. And he really means, he's not just saying it as first it's a hypothetical, he didn't mean to really happen. He's not saying it because he doesn't think the guy's going to hit. He's just saying is, really, is it better for the son, because he's saying the tsar is causing the father watching the children fighting, so that could be worse than the physical pain of, getting hit.
That's not going to work anyway.
It's a hypothetical. They'll hate you, then only come back after. But I'm just saying is, but the point being is, that that's part of the nefuda. I mean, what is the essence of the human? Or is it the physical body? Or is it, no, there's more to it. The essence is the neshama, in terms of the feel. That's what the Sefer Achid, is Shiloh touches on in terms of, I'm not telling you to hate your father, but he raises that, very interesting question in terms of if it causes more tsar, but either way, you shouldn't be hitting anyone, but that's just to throw it out. So another nafkamina between mitzvahs, ben adam l'makom, and mitzvahs v'anam l'chaveiro. There's an issue of, we know in general there's an issue of we discuss mechila. So we know, we have a concept in the Gemara of parents could be mochel on the kavod or a Rebbe, But the Gemara says a Bela can't be Molch on his covet. But if you look at the Mefarshim and Navi and other places, not so Pasha, that's true. What do I mean? Because they point out, as the Shita Mekubet says, that let's say any time there's a double lush, let's say Hashavet Aveda, Hashav Teshivim. So the halacha is Hasiu Me'apam, and let's say you have a Shomazo. Mm-hmm. Every day they're losing the same object. They drop their jacket to bring it back. The fact that you return it doesn't take away. Every day you have a mitzvah, feel may upon them. Or ochiyah tochiyah. The fact that they doesn't stop it. It says, stone taught them. So the sheet in the Kovetz is like, really mitzad the melech, he could be mochel on his kavod. As he quotes by the Rambam, right, the Morim of Malchus, Rashai lahargo. You have a Rasha, you don't have to. Oh, I doubted when he was running away from Avshalom. And Shimon Megayor was throwing mud at him, and Yoav wanted to kill him. He said, no, leave him alone. In other words, we see in purification that the Melech, and the Rambam writes that the Melech can be Mochel, but the Shita says, but it's true, that's Shom Tatsim. It's true, out of the Melech he can be Mochel, but it doesn't affect us. Okay, so you Mochel yesterday's cover, but now the second I'm Mochel, Shom Tatsim, the next year. So practically speaking, we cannot give cover to the Melech, but in theory, Misad and Melech, he can be mochel. So there's a discussion about being mochel al kvodo. So the issue is the machlokes, like with David and his wife, and he was dancing by the Aron, and he was coming back, and his wife was not happy with his behavior. Right, so what exactly? That's the whole story there. I'm not telling you should learn how to talk to your wife from that incident, but it's a whole halacha. There's a mefarshim talking about. Halachically, what was the nekudah? What are they arguing? What was the halachic machlokas going on with David and his wife? So he said, she was saying a melech, melech can't be mochel al kvodo. Even if he can, but there's another level. As in the Tziv writes by Kivud Avein, a similar concept. Not only is it a din of kavod, but there's a din of bizoy. So let's say the halacha is you don't have to listen to your parents. Let's say the famous tshuva in the Tziv about shiduchim. You can't just not, because your parents said they don't want you to marry someone, not without a good reason, that's not, whether you practically should listen to them or not, that's a separate question, but in terms of halakhically, you're not mechuyev to listen. That's not, there's no key star in a kibbutz of the aim by not listening to them. However, that's only if it's a din of kavod. But if it's bizayo, that's another question. You can be mochel on your kavod, but you can't be mochel on bizayo. So that's what he was saying, that David, even if you could be mochel on your kavod, but the bizayon, however, whatever exactly he was doing, his shirt was coming, whatever exactly the kudda was with him, maybe dancing in public, whatever, a king doesn't act that way. So she said it's not taught, so it's a bizayon. So David said no. David said, didn't you know the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush? We know that by Hashavat Aveda, the Gemara talks about a zakein, she'ena l'fnei kvodo. So the halach is that if it's in the ashba, you don't have to go and get it. So the question will happen if he wants to get it. Let's say, okay, I know I don't have to, but I want to return the object to someone. So that's a machlokas to Rambam. So the Rambam writes, yes, Rashoi, and the Rush writes, it's usher. So we see from the Rambam already, because I was giving moch on your kavod, you can be moch on your bizayon. I'm assuming going to ashba, going into the mud and the dirt, so that, you're going to come out with dirty pants, dirty clothes. He's allowed to mavaz himself with tzarach mitzvah. We see from this Rambam, with tzarach mitzvah, you can even do bizayim, to do Hashavat Aveda, and the Rush has its usher. The Kash on the Rush is, we find many Rishonim who did it themselves, and Gemara. The Maharam in Ruhrenberg, they used to build his own sukkah. They talk about the Gemara in sukkah, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, what all the rabbis used to do there, dancing around. We find the Rush himself, when it came to the matzah, he used to do the thing with the water, Mayim Shalana, the water you have to leave over. So the Rush himself is, how do we reconcile Bishlam, the Rambam, who was the Makam Mitzvah, not worried about Bizayon? So how do we reconcile the Rush, who says by Hashavat Aveda that no, yet he says by Matzah all these other things, presumably yes. So that was the Chavetz Yar. I touched on this one into more Arichas now. The Chavetz Yar Shaul was what kind of? It was a big rabbi. It was a Dayan. And during those days, one could argue about today, but during those days, being a musician was a bizayon. So therefore the question was, because this big, okay, that's what I said, I'll leave it to you. So let's say someone was a big Dayan Rav and he wanted to be a musician at a wedding. So the Chavetz Yar, I don't know if it was a question to him or he's just discussing it, can he be it? So he goes through this whole issue, and then he writes, he quotes this Machlokes Rambam in the Rush. So he says, he wants the Machalik, this is where we come in, this is our topic. He wants the machal which he mitzvahs by adam makom and mitzvahs by adam chaveiro. He wants to say mitzvahs by adam makom. You have a chiyuv of being of these. Let's say David by the Aaron.
What was the mitzvah?
Whatever. I'm bringing the Aaron to the ark. Whatever mitzvah you want to say. But I'm saying it was a mitzvah by adam makom. But Hashavas Aveda, that's only a mitzvah by adam chaveiro. See, obviously the Rambam doesn't seem to make that distinction, but based on what we're saying, but the Chavetz Yar saying Pshat in the Rush is that the rest of the mitzvah adam l'makom, so then we see by the sukkah, by all these things, by getting ready for Shabbos, so we'll let's worry about your own covet. However, the mitzvah adam l'chaveiro, we do take that then more into the Shabbos Aveda, you wouldn't have to. Aye, so the Chavetz Yar Paskin that he could play at the wedding, aye, is a wedding a mitzvah adam l'makom or a mitzvah adam l'chaveiro? So he says, he says it's mutter. So clearly he holds it's a mitzvah adam l'makom. Is it a mitzvah chasim akala? So the Chavetz Yar says, no, pshat is at a wedding, it's true you're mitzvah chasim akala, but the mitzvah is on, isn't necessarily personally on the chasim akala there, it's on the concept. It's on the institution of marriage, that you're becoming a shutef, a maisa bereishis, a kadosh baruch hu. It's an institution of marriage, and that's the ben adam l'makom. Reminds me of the Rav Palm said once in Torah Vadas, that I guess, he was speaking on one of the occasions, and as usual before he got up, someone gave him shvach about what a great big Talmud Chacham he was, all the usual. In fact, reminds me of another story where Rav Palm got up at one of these conventions, and I think he was introducing Rav Birnbaum, one of the Rosh Yeshiva near in Brooklyn or something, and he was giving all the shvach. So he was in the, I think it was Rav Birnbaum. He was in combative mood. He said, "The Rosh Yeshiva of Tom speaking lashon hara. Doesn't he know what the Chafetz Chaim says? Even speaking good about someone is lashon hara because you know what they're going to say. Oh yeah, he's not real." So either way, so the Rav Tom was thinking about this when they were introducing him. So he said, "I was very upset." The guy was saying, with a big, whatever he was saying. But then I thought about it, and I have a ksas nechama. And it fits in very well, because it's the chasim sofer in the beginning of Parsha Zemor, this week's Parsha, that he talked about the question of, we know it's the kiddush, it's a mitzvah to give honor to a kohen. So what happens if somebody goes into shul, you ask him what he is, he says he's a kohen, and then whatever afterwards, he says, I'm not a kohen, I just want to see how it felt to get the first aliyah, whatever he says. Or I lied, and so the shaila was, what is it? He started the kiddush. The chasim sofer in a different context. When he says this is yod, he says it's no problem. You fulfilled your mitzvah to the kiddush. The mitzvah isn't to give a personal kohen. The mitzvah is the position. Like I always tell a kohen when I tell him at lunch, I'm not giving you benching because of your covet. I'm doing it to the institution of kohuna. So it's not a personal thing. They have to be said by marriage. It's not mitzvah chasim akala. And therefore the Chavetz Yar considers it a mitzvah adam l'makom. And therefore, he says, if you're a musician, it's okay, you could play at the wedding, if you're a big dayan. So that's his distinction, he writes, between mitzvah adam l'makom and mitzvah l'chaveiro, that one is at the level of bizur. So I still have more, but I guess we'll have to stop here. So we pointed out that this, differences we went through, the issue of bracha, we went through spending money, you have to spend money on a adam l'makom, not been on the chaver except for tzedakah, and then we discussed the issue of the difference whether doing tshuva privately, publicly, the issues of mechila, and we discussed the issue of nitin or mechila, kaver chai kaver meis, and the whole issue of could someone give permission to hit him, and the whole issue of father and son, and all the medical shilas, and then we discussed the last issue about mechila in terms of how much bezoid one has to take. So he said, so that was, so So that was the Machlokes David and his wife. But that's what the Chavos Yar says. At least cheat in the sheets of the rushes. Well, machal is between mitzvahs, but on lamakom, and on lamakom by David or by other cases, but on lamakom by all these by all these things, you could take a higher level of bizoy l'tzarach mitzvah. But on lachavero, you don't. So that's another distinction, and we'll have to continue. We'll have to go with we have a couple more nafkaminas. We'll finish off next week on more differences between mitzvahs, but on lamakom. And Mrs. Barama Favero.